Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. I want you to keep your Bibles. I want to show you something. It's interesting how many times that when I'm going to preach something that somebody comes up for church and starts talking to me about the very thing I'm preaching about. I want to show you a truth that a lot of people misses. 1 John chapter 2. Notice in verse 18, it says, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come." Now, Antichrist is someone who opposes the person, the plan, and the people of God. And, of course, we know that the Antichrist, is the word Antichrist is used five times in the Bible, and it's only used by John. But there's other names that's applied to him throughout the Bible. We know that there is a person's going to come in the tribulation period of time, a political leader that's going to be the beast, the Antichrist. But here he talks about that we have heard the Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrists, people that opposes the plan of God, people that opposes the person of God and the people of God. And so what you need to understand is that they were existing even in John's time. If you look up there right above verse 15 through 17, it talks about loving the world and the influence the world has on you. But now get back in verse 18. It says, "You've heard the Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." Now, let me say this. John says there's people that even you run into in your church and other places, they're not of us. And the thing that will designate the difference and the way you can tell, he gets into in just a moment. Now, stay with me just a minute. Let's look. Verse 20, there he says, "But ye have an" what? Unction. Notice that word, important word. Only time in the place in the Bible it's used. Now, it means an anointing, but it's a special anointing. Now, you hear a lot of Pentecostals and other people talks about getting an unction to preach. That's not what this is talking about. This unction is given to everybody that's saved. It's a special anointing that God gives saved people. Let's see what it is. "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye" what? "Know all things." Now, stay with me. I'm going to show you in a minute. This unction is given to you when you hear something that's false, something inside you go, "Meh, I ain't right."
That's great doing that.
Had to get your attention some way. But look here, family, she's thinking on Family Feud here. Do I like Steve Harvey to you? Okay, no. let's cut it out. Okay, anyway, get back. Every saved person has an unction. An unction is given you to know truth. The Holy Spirit of God, I have never had nobody that had to teach me about the virgin birth. When I heard it, I believed it. I know Jesus is coming back. I don't understand everything about him coming back, but I believe he's coming back. I believe he's the Son of God. I don't understand everything about the Son of God, but something inside of me lets me have confidence, and I am persuaded that he is the Son of God. And by the way, can I say, and because he's going to get into this in a minute, we also have a promise. Look in verse 26 or 25. And this is a promise that he hath promised us what?
Eternal life.
I've never had nobody really had to tell me I had eternal life. I didn't understand all about eternal life, but there's something inside of me tells me that I've got it. But let's go back to the unction. Verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is a promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. In other words, those that's going to try to deceive them. And look in verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth where? In you. And ye have need that no man what? But as the same anointing teacheth you of what? And is what? And is no lie. And even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, get this a minute, because some people take a little word like unction, they make this thing. You got to take it in context. The only place it's there. It talks about the anointing. Now, when you go back to the Old Testament, there was some anointing. When you were a leper and you was cleansed, you got anointed. When you was a priest and you was going into the work, you got anointed. You got anointed with oil from the horn. You also got anointed with blood. Blood spoke of your salvation. You got three places you got anointed. On the ear, on the right thumb, on the big toe, when you were a leopard. And same thing by the priest. And that meant the blood stood for the salvation that you were saved. Ear allows you to hear truth and know truth when you hear it. The thumb allows you to perform what God tells you to perform and ask you to perform. You're able to, and you're able to walk the way God tells you to walk by your big toe. Now, getting on beyond that, I want you to focus in on this. The Holy Ghost of God gave everybody who is saved an unction. The unction is given to you to know truth. When you hear truth, it lets you know. When you hear lies, it's something signals you. How many times have you ever heard, been listening to something, and you just all of a sudden, something inside you said, that ain't right. Ever done that? Now, we all have the same Holy Ghost. Now, John said the trouble with some people is they don't get it, because the reason why they don't get it, they don't have it. He said they're not one of us. They were made manifest whenever we were teaching. Now, somebody said, well, then we don't need no preachers and so forth. God, according to Ephesians chapter 4, he utilizes ministers to edify the church and to do certain things within the church and to preach the word of God and so forth. But I want us to focus in just a moment upon this spirit of truth. Now, look on, if you would, on over in 1 John chapter 4. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, or not that Jesus Christ is come in flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's where? In you than he that's in the world. That's the Holy Ghost, by the way, that's got the unction, that gives you the unction. They are of the world, therefore speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth what? Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Do you ever wonder about these people that just gets led astray with every wind of doctrine that passes by? Why? You say, well, I do agree that some people are babes in Christ and they get confused in doctrine, certain doctrines, get under wrong people and so forth. I understand that. But we all have a button inside of us that goes off every time that we hear a lie taught about Jesus. There's something inside of us, if we are saved, that makes us understand what truth is. Look back in your Bible a moment in John chapter 14. Turn back to John chapter 14. Look, if you would, in verse 16, what Jesus said. He says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another what? Comforter. The word comforter there means that he will give you a helper. It'll be somebody that will help you. It'll be someone that will assist you. It's someone that will be present with you. In the absence of Jesus' presence, and the absence of Jesus able to teach. Now pay attention to me. Because this is the Savior we have in the last days. And that's this Holy Spirit. A lot of people is going to be deceived in the last days. They're going to believe all these false prophets rising up, all these con men. And by the way, the love of money is the root of all evil. When you see these people, Brother Greg and I was talking about some of these popular TV evangelists. When you see them reaping in millions and millions of dollars, there's a snake in the grass, folks, and in the wood pile. That's not of God. That's not what God intended, and God didn't expect. And I know some of them gets on there and they boast that they should have their limousines and have their jet planes and have their diamond rings and all that, and that God expects them to live way up here. And that's hogwash. That is lust and the love of money. And how many people follow them? How many people gives to them? This con game they have of sowing a seed. How many people sow seed of money they don't have to sow because they've been conned? And these people are living fat on the hog and living like kings. I'd hate to be in their shoes when they stand before God. But you know what the problem is? Something inside those people ought to be going, bah, bah. Something ain't right about here. There's not any truth here. And so what we do is we have these situations. We have these situations that people are deceived. And you try to talk to them. It's like talking to the wall. They don't get it. Something inside them ought to be going off and saying, hey, something ain't right here. We all have it if we're saved. The moment you're saved, the unction is not some special anointing to preach like they pretend on TV. The unction is what God gave you to know what truth was and to be taught in Jesus, where he's not sitting around teaching us. The Holy Ghost is teaching us. Now notice here in verse number 16, I pray the Father he should give you another comforter that he may abide where? With you where? How long? Forever. Look in verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth. Why is he called the Spirit of truth? He teaches truth. Look on. Whom the world cannot what? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth where? With you, and shall be where? In you. Look on down at verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you what? And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now look on in chapter 15. In chapter 15, notice if you would in verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth out of the Father, he shall testify of what? Me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Look in chapter 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he's come, he will reprove the world of what? And righteousness and judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Now listen a minute. Let me stop right here a minute. When did the Comforter come? Anybody know? When was it the Holy Ghost came? Day of Pentecost. After Jesus ascended, he told them to wait there, and the Holy Ghost was going to come. What happened when the Holy Ghost come? I know there was the tongues, and I know the all the things that was representing the wind, all that. But what happened to 3,000 people? They got saved. You know why? He convicted them of sin and of truth that they'd never seen before. And when he come and he convicted them, you know what happened? 3,000 was added to the church that day and was saved. You know why? They saw truth by being convicted. So the Holy Spirit, his first job is convict you. We talked about that this morning. If you've never been convicted, you've never been saved. He convicts you. He draws you. He makes conviction of your sin. He shows you. Not only that, he reveals to you a Savior. Look in verse 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them. Look in verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will what? Guide you in what? Okay, first of all, realize who's a person of truth. That's the Holy Spirit. Who's a people of truth? Those of us who the Holy Spirit comes into. And look here. What does he persuade you? He guides you in all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, and whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So notice that when he comes, the purpose of us is he will show you truths about Jesus and truths about God and the things that's going to take place. That's his job. That's part of the unction that we receive. Now, turn with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look in verse number 9. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his what? For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of God, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth what? No man, but the what? Did you ever meet people that claimed to be saved that just didn't know anything about God? Speaks volumes. You know what's, and you say, well, preacher, maybe they've never been taught. There's some things that when you got saved, you didn't have to be taught other than taught by the Holy Spirit. He showed you what you need to do. I don't believe you have to struggle with somebody to be baptized. When you get saved, I believe something inside of you tells you that you ought to be baptized. Amen. Amen. I believe something inside of you tells you you ought to come to church. Like I said the other day, it's these people that run around saying, well, I can be a Christian and not come to church. I said, well, you can be married and not come home, but it wouldn't be a very happy marriage. You wouldn't be very happily married. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think a true Christian has to be told to come to church. Amen. And to be honest with you, and some people disagree with me, I believe that if we all have the same Holy Spirit, I don't believe that you can have the truth being eternal life, and truth being that you lose your salvation, you're resaved, and you're resaved, and you're resaved. You can't put both those in the same box. And over and over and over, when God said those who believe shall have eternal life, I just believe God. Something inside of me tells me that's truth. I believe in truths before I understand truths. There's a lot of things that a lot of you probably couldn't sit and explain, but you know in your heart it's true because you have the unction. The unction is given for that purpose. And so therefore, when they came, when the Holy Spirit came, when it began to convict people, it began to see people saved. But the Bible says here, only the Spirit of God knows the things of God. Look on, if you would, in verse 12. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is what? God. That we might know the things that are freely what? Okay. We have the spirit of God that we might know what we have of God. Look in verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of what? For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That means that he cannot understand and have a knowing and knowledge of that. There's a whole lot of people that are manifested that they have not God because they have no knowledge of truth. Truth does not mean nothing to them. You can't tell them truth, you can't teach them truth, and they have this little feeble knowledge, and they just want to hold on, and they float from this to that to the other, and yet there's nothing, no substance in nothing that they do. That's not what God teaches. When the Holy Spirit of God come in and anointed you and give you the unction, like the old leopard when he was saved, you were no different. He gave you an ear that you could hear. And that's what Jesus said. He said, now the world won't hear the Holy Spirit, but you will. And whenever you've got someone teaching, let's go and read this a minute, and I'll get on one more thing real quickly. Look, if you would, in verse 15. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself judges no man. For whom had known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. In other words, the Holy Spirit of God reveals certain things to us. Look, if you would, in Ephesians, real quickly. I'll turn there. Look in Ephesians, chapter number 4. The Bible says in verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it, but that he also descended first in the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended, the same that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. Now let me stop right there. He didn't give everybody apostles. He didn't give everybody prophets. There was a time before the word of God was written and completed that it was a time and a place for apostles and prophets. Now it's not. Now, there might be prophets according to one sense, but they're not prophets according to the other sense, where God reveals a new revelation to a man, and he reveals it to a group of people. Now, I know you'll see on TV a lot of this charismatic stuff, and they claim to get revelations. They jabble in tongues. They claim to get all this new revelation of God, these new revelations. Hogwash. You have the complete revelation of Jesus Christ in your book, in your lap. The last book of the Bible finished it up. It was not the revelation of Saint John or John the Divine. It was a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It completed the book. And so the book has been completed. Everything you need in the Word of God is given there. Now God uses, the Holy Spirit uses certain men that He puts before you. Some teachers, some pastors, and some evangelists, and some prophets, and some that's been apostles. But you got to understand, there was a time for all those things. Now, look on in verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, until we depart from here and we're all gathered in heaven, He has given us each other and put teachers and preachers and so forth around you. But listen, this is where I want you to go to. I cannot stress this enough. There might be little things that you separate on. But I believe this. I believe any saved individual, if they will seriously say, God, show me the truth. And study the truth. And study. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if you never pick up the Bible and study it, and you hear all this stuff passing everywhere, you'll get tossed to and fro with everything. But even with that point, there ought to be something. There was a time when I was far away from God. I was saved, but I was backslidden upon God. But even when I was backslidden upon God, when I hear truth, something inside me said, bump, truth.
Amen.
Even when someone would come and say, you're out of the will of God, I knew that was truth. I didn't have to have nobody tell me. When somebody said, you ought not be doing, I knew that. I didn't need nobody to tell me. But at the same time, I knew something else. I knew that was the word of God. I knew it was infallible. I knew it was complete, without error. I knew that God was always right. I knew I was wrong. I knew I have eternal life. How do I know that? Something inside of me just lets me and revealed that to me, that I have been saved and given eternal life. That's His promise to me. And by the way, over and over and over and over, it's like, Brother Greg, it's like you said, where's the but, unless, and if given in that promise? It's not one. So you got to take the promise at hand, and you got to believe. You say, I can't explain it. You don't have to explain it, but the Holy Ghost of God teaches you that that's truth.
Yes.
But let me say this. It throws up all kinds of flags when you got someone that cannot ever be taught truth. It's a good indication they don't have the unction. One of the main purposes of the unction coming to every saved person was to guide you and teach you in all truth. And therefore, when you hear it, have you ever had somebody preaching something and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit of God said, man, that's truth. And you heard it and you just said, wow, I never saw that before, but I saw it. He guides you in truth. That's His job. And let me say this. There is no more important time for the unction of the Holy Ghost than in the last days. Because there are going to be deceiving spirits and false teachings everywhere we turn. And you can't turn the TV on without false teachings. You can't turn the corner without false teachings. You can't go to work without false teachings. You can't go anywhere without false teachings. And how is that when the Bible makes it clear that every one of us that are saved has the unction, the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God to teach us truth? Amen. And somebody said, well, these people just runs away from it. John said, we had some that did that too. But what they showed was they wasn't of us. They wasn't one of us. That's why they're not there. He said they couldn't handle the truth. And so therefore they left. And John says the spirit of Antichrist is going to be so prevalent. I mean, have you ever seen a time when the person of Christ has been attacked? The plan of God has been attacked, and the people of God has been attacked, and the word of God's been attacked. That's all spirit of Antichrist. And the thing that we have to save us in this last time is the unction that's in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Let's stand.